Y'all, so this morning we're going to go to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. We're going to look at verses 44 through 47. Again, as I said this morning, please keep in prayer the families of those who are suffering right now, those who are mourning right now for their loved ones who are no more because of the floods in central Texas. Things, again, happen quick and in a hurry. But we pray for them. We pray God's power in their lives, God's healing and deliverance and covering and comfort in their lives this morning. Acts chapter 2, verse 44 through 47, read from the New Living Translation of the Bible. Reads as thus: "And all the believers met together in one place and shared everything they had. They sold their property and possessions and shared the money with those in need. They worshiped together at the temple each day, met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and shared their meals with great joy and generosity, all the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And each day the Lord added to their fellowship, each day the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved." I want to encourage our hearts from a word that we shared several years ago around our anniversary time titled, "Better Together." Better together. Better together. I think we all can admit that there are some things that are simply better together. Peanut butter and jelly, y'all with me now. Cake and, y'all know what I'm talking about. Now, I haven't heard from this side. Macaroni and, that's what I'm talking about. Some of the best food on planet Earth, macaroni and cheese. Bacon and, we got it, y'all, we got it. How about hamburger and some, no, hot dog, French fries. And McDonald's has the best fries on this side of heaven. Yes, they do. Hamburgers and French fries. How about pancakes go with syrup? We got to have it together. And of course, Batman and, come on, we can admit that some things are simply better together. But LFCC, I want you to know this morning, I got a word from God, and he wants you to know and me to know, that after 14 years of being together as a church, we're still better together. It's not because I say so, but it's because God says so in his word today. When we look at the context of our message, we have about 100 people that come together, 120 people, under the power and the auspice of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit feels. Y'all know Acts chapter 2, how the Holy Spirit comes in like a mighty and rushing wind, and they begin to speak in unknown tongues. And understand it in context, they spoke tongues that were not their native language, but they were tongues in native languages that other people understood. And what they were actually speaking was the gospel and the word of God. And many people gave their lives to God that day. Some 3,000 souls were saved on that day. They came together in a world that was far from God. They came together in a society, a Roman and a Greek society that did not accept Jesus. They came together as the first community, the people of God, and they did it without compromise. The success of the early church was in their ability to remain counterculture. That listen, they didn't have to do everything and anything to look like the rest of the world. I believe this. The world is looking for something different. And I believe this, church, we are the difference in the lives of many. We are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. We are ambassadors for Christ. We are somebody in Jesus. The world is looking for something different, and we have to remain counterculture. They refuse to, you know, just to get along, go along to get along. That they refused to just be any kind of old church, any kind of old people. They knew they were in the world, but not of the world. They didn't adopt this hide and seek mentality. You know, some folk today, I don't want people to know I'm saved. Yeah, you do you and I do you. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God to save. And so we have to tell it everywhere we go. Talking to Reverend Boykin this morning, and he said a good report. He was talking to someone on the phone, and they were talking about, because he's a gym person. They call him gym rats. But he's on the phone. He's talking to somebody at the gym, and they're talking to somebody else, and they're talking about him. And they're talking about him in context. This is the man always talking about God, always talking about Jesus. That's what people ought to know about us, y'all. We always talking about this Jesus. We always talking about this God. We always talking about what he's done for us. That's how it ought to be amongst God's people. That God called us to be different, to live different, to walk different, to talk different. But here's the thing I want us to know today, Living Faith. We're still better together. That they were mighty witnesses for God. They won souls for Jesus. They encouraged each other. They fought satanic influences. They suffered violence, and many of them suffered hardship, and they died for the faith. But they did it as a community, as a church body, and they did it together. Living Faith Community Church, do you not know that we are an extension of this church just mentioned in Acts chapter 2? That we're an extension of that. We're not some different church, some separate church. We're just an extension of it. So y'all know how it is when you tell a secret. When you got something juicy, something you want to tell somebody, that you whisper to them, and that person tells it to the next person, and to the next person, to the next person. Well, what's in Acts chapter 2 talking about the gospel? It wasn't a whisper. It was a shout. And people began to tell people about the goodness of God. The Holy Spirit began to work in the lives of those people in that day. And they shared the gospel wherever they went. And guess what? The gospel lands with us today. We are an extension of that church. So it's bigger than any movement we have today, a women's rights movement. It's this movement and that movement. It was a movement of the Holy Ghost. It was a movement of the Holy Spirit moving in the hearts of people from heart to heart and from breast to breast. And they shared the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we are a part of that church today. Thank you, Lord. I remember when we first started, y'all. So next Sunday is actually our 14-year anniversary. We're not going to do it up this year. We're going to do it kind of low-key. We're going to do it kind of low-key. Low-key is still a good word today, right, Jay? It had a different connotation. I just need to make sure. I use some words. You shouldn't have said that. Okay, low-key. It was. No, I ain't going to say down. It was low-key. And so it's going to be low-key. But I remember, y'all, when we started, just a few of us in a clubhouse here in San Antonio, a neighborhood clubhouse. Brother Ron Mack was with us. He bought his sound equipment. Y'all set it all up. And the praise team that we had at the time, it was about 7, 8 of y'all or so, like, they got together, y'all. And what kind of worship we had on that? Some of y'all remember that Sunday? We had some worship that Sunday. We had some worship on that Sunday. We moved from there, y'all, to a hotel off of 151. I'm giving some of the new members a little bit of our history. We moved to a hotel on 151. And every week, y'all, we had to pull out all of the chairs and set them all up and get all the equipment and stuff set up and get everything ready for worship. But nobody seemed to mind. Everybody worked in unity. Everybody worked with a smile. And we worship, y'all, and we worship. And the good thing about being at that location off of 151, it was a hotel. After we had worship, y'all, they had a breakfast buffet. And so y'all know, and so I'm doing the electric slide. I'm going to get my buffet on. I'm going to get my grub. I miss that, y'all. Man, hopefully we get a buffet store, a buffet nearby, a restaurant, nearby the location. We move from there to what we know is 1715 Grandstand. And God blessed us in a mighty way. Then we took some industrial warehouse, and God allowed us to convert it into some worship space. Many hands went into that work to make it a successful work, and I'm grateful for that today. I still tell the story. So we had to put the blue chairs, and we had the little book racks under it. It was a struggle getting those things on. It was a struggle, and so I'm looking at one particular member, and she down there on the ground, y'all. Now I'm thinking she's one of these frou-frou. You know, she just don't. I don't get my hands dirty. That's just what I'm thinking in my head. I was thinking wrong. She down there on the ground, Sister Latonya Mack, and she down there sweating. Getting them racks on the bottom, I said, look at these members. Look at this congregation, that they're coming together to make this ministry what it was at that time and now what it is today. Here we are at 1111, 1111 Tally Road. This is nothing short of a miracle. This is nothing short of God's power. Look at what the Lord has done for us, Living Faith. Give him glory. Give him praise. Look at what the Lord has done. Nobody but God. No, nobody but God did this. Nobody but God deserves the honor, the glory. Nobody but God did what he did for us. Here we are. Here we are. But the work is not done. But I believe that God has so much in store for this ministry. God has so much in store for us as his people. That there are people that are still in this community, in this neighborhood, in this city, that don't have a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. And it's important for us to keep the main thing, to help bring people into a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. I don't mind, you know, when God blesses us in such a way and we got a coffee bar with mocha lattes and all of that stuff I can't pronounce. Y'all got these coffees with this, with the twist and some, a bit of this, all of that stuff. Coffee is just good to be coffee. Just coffee. So if we got one, that's okay. If God blesses us with a nice young adult, everybody, but we got a rock climb. I'm not mad at anybody. You got the rock climbing wall. You got all of that stuff. That's all good. But at the end of the day, what's most important, that you're in a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. And I don't want us to get that twisted. I don't want us to get that backwards. That's the most important thing for all of us. And so living faith, we're still doing this thing together. But the question is, in these challenging times, how do we as a church, how do we stay together in a world that's still falling apart? You don't have to look far to see that we're living in chaos, in confusion, in times of uncertainty, but God is yet still in control. Yeah. It doesn't take a lot to look to see, hey, listen, that the world is falling apart, but we serve a great and mighty God. In all this, I believe that God is moving in these times, in this time that I call church culture. We have church culture. We have church language. We speak church ease, don't we? We got this stuff down pat. That we have church, today we have church entertainment. Sometimes I'm in worship, and are we really worshiping God sometimes? Are we really giving praise to God from our heart? What's our real motivation? Are we just there to judge the praise team? We give them a 5.2, the praise team. The sermon was a 4.2. It was, they went to sleep, it was a 0. That we have this church culture and this town. Who can entertain me the most? Who can excite me the most? Who can make me feel the best? A time of entertainment. I think this age is over. It's done with. This pop culture preaching that we're looking for personalities rather than who. So we're looking at like who's going to be preaching this Sunday? Well, I ain't going to church this Sunday. Doesn't it really matter? If they're preaching the word of God, they're preaching the word of God. And we're subject to the word of God. And we listen to the word of God. And we obey the word of God. Some challenging times, y'all. How do we remain as peanut butter and jelly? Peanut butter sandwiches are good by themselves. Jelly sandwiches are good by themselves. But I'm just of the thought that peanut butter and jelly work well together. And we work well together as God's children. So how do we stay together? Let me mention just a few things from the text, and we will be on our way today. The first thing looking at the text is this. We must strive to gather together. Look at verse 44a. It tells you that all the believers met together, and they did it, y'all, in one place. I remember the days of the pandemic, y'all. It wasn't that long ago. When we gathered together at 17, 15 grandstand, all 6 or 7 or 8 of us, that's all the people that were in the sanctuary. We had Brother Sport, Sister Lori, they were doing the sound and the online stuff. Sister Jackie, Sister Joyce, these were the doo-wop sisters. They were the praise team. Sister LaTanya joined them later, y'all. That was the praise team. And I'd preach, and one of the preachers would come in. We would share the word. After a while, Mr. Mike, he come in. He said, look, I'm tired of being at home. I'm going to be at church. He come into, Brother Liddell, is Liddell here? Liddell was in the church, and that was it, y'all. That was it. Do you know how it feels to be in a sanctuary? And it's silent like it is now. And you preaching your heart out. You sweating. And you ain't got one amen except the doo-wop sisters and the AV. That's it, y'all. But listen, God has brought us together now. Well, we can show up face to face and we can look at each other and we can shake hands and we can love each other, say, how you doing? We can do that today. I thank God for online ministry. I thank God for those of you that are out there. Some of you are from other cities around the United States. I thank God for your presence. But I'm so glad that we can gather in the house of God together and in one place. Then we remind you, Acts chapter 2 reminds us that the early church gathered together in one place and they were on one accord. That's so important, Terrence, for the church today. Because we can show up in the same place and sit beside one another but not be together. I wonder how many people are in a marriage. You're together, but you're not on one accord. How many believers in the church, let's just use this church, that you showed up today and you know somebody else, that you're in the same house, you're in the same place, but you are not on one accord, you are not together. If the power of the Holy Spirit is to truly operate in and through the church, we have to be on one accord. We have to be together. That means I can't be talking about you. I can't backstab. Listen, I can't put my mouth on you or your family. I can't do that. My calling is to love you and to appreciate you and to speak well of you, to speak good words of you, because we are together on one accord in one place. And that one place is not always the fact that we're sitting next to each other. The one place means that we're joined heart to heart, that we're knitted together, that we share in the same, we may not be in the same vicinity, but we share in the same victory. And that victory is in Jesus. We come together to join hands and hearts. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Father that's above all and through all and in all. Before I go any further, I've got a couple more minutes. Let me back up a minute, look at verses 42 and 43. I didn't include that in my initial text, but that's so important. That it's descriptive of what the original church, this community, it's description. It's a description. But it's a good prescription for us today. It prescribes for us what we ought to be doing as the church. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. They devoted themselves to the word of God. How devoted are you to the word of God? I'm not throwing any stones. I'm not trying to hit anybody. I'm not trying to miss you either. But how devoted are you to the word of God? They were together. I set my heart on fire on a Wednesday night. This many people showed up on a Wednesday night for Bible study. It set my heart on fire, Minister Janice Brown. Even on the Zoom meetings, if we have half this many folks show up on the Zoom, you ain't got to go nowhere. Yeah. Just click your button on your computer, tune in to the Bible study, and listen. And like some of you ain't got to say nothing. You can leave your screen blank. You can still be in your pajamas and listening to the Word of God. Yeah. We love it when you can comment every once in a while, show your face every once in a while, but man, devoted to the teachings of biblical scripture, devoted to the apostles' teaching, it says they're also devoted, y'all, to fellowship. That in the Greek is koinonia. That's God's people coming together in fellowship. Some of y'all celebrated with some family members during the 4th of July. You celebrated with your uncles and your aunties and them and your brothers and your sisters. And praise God, hopefully nothing jumped off in your family. Because some of us got some families like that. We know how it is. Oh, Lord, we're going to the family reunion. Oh, Lord, what's getting ready to jump off? So some of y'all don't know nothing about that. Some of you don't know. Some of we got to go pray it up before we go to the family reunion. You got to be prayed up, y'all. Got to be prayed up. But you joined your family members. And maybe all of your family members weren't saved. That's not biblical koinonia of fellowship. That's a family gathering, and that's great. But koinonia is when God's people gather together. Did you hear what I said? When born-again believers gather together in fellowship and they love one another and they provide for one another, that this is a fellowship, this is a koinonia, this is God's people gathering together. We must strive to gather together as God's people. And it talks about sharing in meals. We'll talk about it in a minute. And they gather in prayer. Yeah. That we ought to be praying for one another constantly and daily. I'm praying for you and you are praying for me. And we come into the house of God. We pray together in corporate prayer. Yeah. 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 So in corporate prayer, I'm not bowing my head and I'm thinking about some cornbread and turnip greens. I'm praying for you, and hopefully, that sounds good about right now, though. But I'm praying for you, and you are praying for me. Listen, we have to strive, y'all, to gather together. When you can show up in the house of God, show up in the house of God. Be here when you can. If you can't, be online. We have to be creative in our connectivity. I thank God for our audiovisual ministry and our online ministry. Remember something, y'all. Remember this. Listen to me. Listen, you have something to offer the body of Christ. Did you hear what I said? You have something to offer the body of Christ. I have something to offer the body of Christ. And when you don't show up, something is missing. So I'm missing out on what you have to give to the body. And so that's why we gather together. And so we're talking about gathering together. So that's one thing, but we must also show graciousness together. Just ponder over verses 44b through 46. You'll find out they shared everything they had in common. That's not socialism. It's not talking about communism, but a voluntary response to specific need. It's organic oneness and not organized oneness. Organic in the sense that the power of the Holy Spirit was operating in the hearts and the lives of these people. When they came together and they saw someone else in need, they would provide for that need. Yeah. It wasn't, well, we got to do it this way. No, they saw a need and they met the need. They saw a need and they just said, well, listen, we got to go to the church and let's go to the Post Saints Fund. We got to go to the benevolence. No, they saw a need and they met the need. How about this sometimes? If you see another believer that's in need, how about this? And you got pockets, they may not be deep, but it may be some in your pockets. How about you reach in your pocket and you meet the need? Okay? I'm just saying what I'm saying. I've been in church my whole life, and people are quick, oh, they got a need. Okay, we got to go to the church. You are the church. Amen. We thank God for our benevolence fund. Amen. Praise God for that. We must show graciousness together. Organic oneness, not organized oneness. We must be committed to each other by contributing to one another. It's not just about sharing wealth, but sharing lives. That's what God did when he gave his son. Jesus shared his life with you and me. And we're called to share our lives with one another. Listen, I might not need my mortgage paid or my mortgage payment. If I am, I hope I can get some help. But my light bill, my phone bill, but I can use a phone call. Might not need, something in a monetary value. But the thing is, I need you and you need me. I need you and you need me. That you can give me a word of encouragement. I can do the same for you. I'm grateful for the people in this church. Man, that I look around right now and my heart is overfilled with joy that we have such gracious people and kind people that are here today. That I've seen you, I watched you minister in kind, in material possessions, I've seen you do it. And we have to continue to do that. We are gracious as a church. That we give significant amounts of money for the size of this church. We give significant money back to this community. That's graciousness. That's showing the kindness and the love of God. We must show graciousness together that the world might know, the community might know that Jesus is real. The next thing is, I'm almost done, y'all. Almost done. We must express generosity together. 46 through 47, they ate. They ate, y'all. And they had food together. They ate and they enjoyed God's goodwill and they worshiped and praised together. Listen, food, y'all, it is the hallmark. It is the foundation of the church of old and the church of today. We don't do it like we used to so much. Y'all remember the days when we used to do the potlucks. I think some of us kind of got scared of Ebola, E. coli, and so. Yeah, y'all know how we used to do it. Yeah, who made that banana pudding? No, I ain't eating that. I ain't touching that. Who else had a potato salad? I ain't touching nobody's potato salad. It's got egg and mayonnaise and stuff. But y'all remember how we were generous towards one another. We have to do the same thing today. Maybe we don't do it like we used to, but they practiced generosity, that they ate food together and they enjoyed God's goodwill. That's kindness. Again, that's God's graciousness. If God has been gracious and kind to us, we're to be gracious and kind to one another. And they continued with the Lord's Supper, which we're going to do today. Which it reminds us of what Jesus did for us. It reminds us that we are a community of believers. It reminds us that we have something in common, that we were saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. It reminds us that we have promises in God and promises in Jesus. And we'll participate in the Lord's Supper together. They did it. We must do it also today. They also worshiped and praised God together. I remember David said something. I was glad when they said unto me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." There's something about coming into the house of God and worshiping God together and praising God together. Can I remind, let me tell you, there were some times in my life, even as a pastor, I did not want to show up for church. I didn't want to come. I didn't want to, but you're the pastor, but I didn't want to, can I be honest? I didn't want to go. But there's always been something on the inside that says you have to go because you're the pastor, number one. But because there's something there for you. How many have ever experienced this? That you did not want to show up, but you showed up to the house of God and you saw other people lifting up their hands, opening up their mouths, giving expressions of praise to God, and something on the inside started working on the outside, and before you knew it, you were lifting up holy hands, you were opening up your mouth, you were running around and telling God thank you, you were telling Jesus I love you. There's something about us gathering together, something about being gracious together, something about us worshiping together as God's people. But to worship and praise, we don't have to be on the premises. Speaking to the folks that are out there, we just have to all be in God's presence. Again, we thank God for our live stream ministry. We're living in true color. We thank God for worship and praise that's online. When we worship and praise together, it can change the atmosphere. It can change the internal, whatever's going on the inside. It can change your atmosphere. When we worship and truly praise God together, it changes something. So we must express generosity together. They did all of this stuff together. And what happens, y'all, after they do all of this? The Bible lets us know in verse 47. It lets us know we will continue to grow together. Each day, the Lord added to the church those that would be saved. Each day, the Lord added to the church. Each day, God added to the church. You don't add to the church. God does the adding. You don't get to determine who's in the family. God does. Come on, talk to me, somebody. Y'all got that family in my mind. I wish that person wasn't my brother. They're your brother. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Y'all got the same bloodline. Listen, if you're born again, believe we got the same bloodline. You don't get a chance to choose. It's not up to you. It's not your preference. If for some of us, if it were our preference, who was in church and who was not, a whole lot of us wouldn't be here. If some of us had a chance to choose, we probably wouldn't be here because somebody would have X'd us out. And so God adds to the church daily. He adds to the church. He adds to the church. God is still up to something, y'all, in 2025 in Living Faith Community Church, that God is adding to the church. That salvation is from God, and we're privileged to serve him in this season. We're just ordinary people, y'all. We're ordinary people that serve an extraordinary God. And God wants to do some extraordinary things through you and through me. But will you let him? Can we do this together as the body of Christ? We're 14 years in the making. God is not through with us yet, y'all. God is still yet up to something. God is moving in this place. God is moving in this season. God is saving in this season. God is delivering in this season. And God is using you and me to that end. Ordinary people doing extraordinary things. You know, so it's a process. I'm almost done. It's a process, y'all. That we're growing. Growth comes with growth pains. Some of you remember when you were young and you were spurting up, you were growing, and your knees begin to, they were hurting because you were, mama would tell you, just because you're growing. We go through some growing pains and some problems and some ups and some downs. But we go through it in a process. But guess what? It's God's process. It's not mine. It's God's process. And we do it God's, and we do it God's way. All the believers gathered together. They were gracious with one another together. They shared generosity togetherness. They grew together. We are a part of that process today. We are better together like peanut butter and jelly. So do y'all know what time it is in this moment? Y'all know what time it is? Y'all want to hear it? Here it goes. It goes something like this.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Now, there you go. There you go. There you go. There you go. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Do the peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
We are like peanut butter and jelly. We just go together, y'all. Do you believe that this morning? God called you and me to come together in love, to work together in kindness, to work together for the cause of the kingdom. We are better together. We are God's P&J people. Can we take a moment and just praise God with jubilation? P&J, praise God with jubilation. Praise God with your whole heart. Praise God like you've never done before. Praise God for his goodness. Praise God for 14 years that he brought us together. We are like peanut butter and jelly. We are just better together. And we praise God for his presence and for just being good to us. Pray with me now. God, thank you for this word to remind us that we are better together. After 14 years, we're still better together. That we're to love one another. Show kindness to one another. Speak well of one another. Operate under the unity and the power of the Holy Spirit. To operate in oneness. God, continue to empower us as your people. Not simply as a local church, but as a universal church. To speak the same language of love and salvation that only comes through Jesus Christ. To not put our isms and our issues and our propensities and our ways that we think we ought to worship and do things above the fact that Jesus wants to save. And when he saves, he can do the changing by the power of his Holy Spirit. Help us as a church, Lord God, to bring people, Lord God, to the feet of Jesus and allow him to do the saving. To tear the roof off where we need to tear roofs off and let people down into the presence of Jesus and let him do the saving. Let him do the healing. Let him do the delivering. God, have your way in this church amongst these your people. And thank you for reminding us today that the truth is, no matter what walk of life we come from, we're born again, saved believers. We're just better. We're better together. The church said, amen. Praise God. Praise God. That's it. Just want to encourage our hearts this morning as we prepare to celebrate 14 years together as a church family. Perhaps you are here today and you're not connected to a local church. You don't have a place where you, maybe you're a born-again believer, but it's just not a place where you regularly fellowship with other believers. That you are regularly somewhere where you can hear the word of God, biblical teaching. Receive discipleship, participate in evangelism, participate in the work of the ministry. Listen, we invite you today. Our ushers are standing in the back of the room. Their hands are extended. If God is leading you, the Holy Spirit is leading you to be enjoined to this ministry. Why don't you get up from where you are, follow them to room number one. They'll gather some information and we'll welcome you with open arms. Perhaps you are not a born-again believer. You have not accepted Jesus Christ as Lord of your life, Savior of your life. How do you do that? We admit that we have all sinned and fallen short of God's glory. That none of us are right. No, not one. That we all need Jesus. We admit that we've sinned. We confess our sins. We repent. We turn from them. And we confess Jesus as the Lord and Savior of our lives. We believe that God raised him from the dead. The Bible makes it clear that that settles it. That saves us. That's what it takes. Does it mean that we're perfect? By no means. That we're working this thing out. We're working this walk out. We're trying to do better and be better. But it's not really about the doing and the being better. It starts with the same relationship with Jesus. And it's his inner working, his sanctifying spirit that works in us to make us better and to do better. So again, if you're believing for the first time, you feel it tug at your heart, why don't you follow one of our ushers to room number one? Again, we'll gather information. If you want to know more about this ministry, if you want to know more about this saving relationship with Jesus Christ, just follow them across the hallway to room number one. We will gather information, and we will welcome you with open arms. We don't rush this moment with everyone. So you can use me, hallelujah. Give myself away, oh. I give myself away so you can use me. Give myself away, oh, I give myself away so you can use me one more time. I give myself away. Hallelujah. God, here we are. Take all of us. Use us as you please, oh God. Use us for your glory. In these last days, oh God, when Jesus is soon to return, use us for your glory. We're committed to you. We're committed to your will and to your way. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
You've just heard Pastor Kevin Love of Living Faith Community Church, located at 1111 Tally Road in San Antonio, Texas. You're welcome to join us for Sunday worship service at 9 a.m. and Wednesday night Bible study via Zoom at 7 p.m. Living Faith Community Church, where we're connecting real life to a real faith.